you know, we said, hey, this is fun. You know, we're going to make sure we keep this fun. We don't want it to be stressed out. We don't want to be, because, I mean, music shouldn't be stressful.
We're just trying to shake things up, get some new music out, have some fun.
I think, you know, if you make it about the music, then it'll always be a good time. That's all we're about, is good times, making people smile.
I'm walking down this old road of mine. It takes me back to this one time.
That is Luke Taylor, then Stephen Phelan, then Luke Taylor again. And together, they're the Cuttin' Jessies. The self-described best friends began their music journey as a band 8 years ago. They took a little time off, but have reunited and are reorganizing for another run. As you can hear from the outset, the guys are most interested in making this fun. However, this time, a little more organized. More on that to come. On this week's show, story of the Cuttin' Jessies. How they began, how they stalled out, and now, where they want to go. The guys also reveal how working at Home Depot made an impact on the band. This is Something From Nothing. I'm Justin Lewis. Stay tuned. Support for Something From Nothing comes from Taylor Group PLLC at 15th and Jefferson in Paducah. For both businesses and individuals, Taylor Group works with clients to achieve financial viability in the present while being proactive for future goals. More about their services at taylorgroupplc.com. A community-minded accounting firm, they also have an appreciation for the creative process and the individuals involved. I met with Luke and Stephen at Cuttin' Jessies headquarters. It's a portion of Stephen's basement blocked in by blankets. Inside the area is a computer, stands for the stringed instruments of choice, and a large marker board on the right. The marker board was being well used by the guys. It was one of the first topics of conversation. Organizing their time has been an emphasis in addition to fun, this time around for the band. On the board was a song list to work on, songs to learn, venues to play, and even a to-do list that included a certain podcast. But before they realized they needed organization, they came to know they wanted to make music together.
But we've been friends since seventh grade, and he's always played music, and I've always tried, and I always looked up to him as like, man, he's really good, but he's really good. Well, then in the Navy, he brought his guitar, and I had my guitar, and then we played Shine by Collective Soul. And we were like, we should play more music all the time.
Steven's wish was granted, and the guys started jamming soon afterwards when Luke finished his Navy responsibility. But things were a little rocky at first.
I couldn't sing and play at the same time. And he was like, well, Steven, you have a really good voice. You're singing. I was like, well, we'll see.
Steven figured it out, and the guys started playing in Luke's garage all the time. After listening to the Ava Brothers, Luke contributed to the likely spike in banjo sales around that time, and the guys started playing the new folk bluegrass style music. Mumford & Sons and the Ava Brothers. Lots and lots of Ava Brothers.
We basically took I Am Loving You and Emotionalism, and we're like, we're going to cover this entire album. And I think the first song we learned together was Laundry Room by the Ava Brothers, and we played that like every other 5 minutes.
Then, the guys decided to take their show outside the garage.
So our first show was at this place called The Grill, right? The Grill in Metropolis. And I remember I had that old banjo, and I was playing through a microphone. And I like to move around a lot when I play, as people who know me. It was the most uncomfortable show, but it was a lot of fun because we kind of broke new ground together, you know.
Yeah.
We had never, he had never played in front of people before. Never. And so, I mean, for that and what it was awesome.
That show led to some other shows in Paducah and even into Indiana. They recorded an EP during this time and had things moving in a positive direction, but the roll was slowed. Steven started film school in Nashville.
And I was still doing shows like every other weekend, coming back and forth, but then it just got stressful, you know, because like I was in film school, so I had to make a bunch of films and use my weekend time for that. And so I just called Luke. I was like, dude, I can't do it, you know. I'm so sorry. We're always going to be friends, you know. And but let's just do it another time.
Luke agreed, and they put things on hold. But Luke kept playing in the area. And then Steven moved back after school, and he was organized. He was ready to go.
Yeah, I had a PowerPoint. You know, like things that
seriously
we could work on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very, very well put together PowerPoint, too.
And I really, I was like, I was so excited because I was like, we're together. I was living with them, you know, like, and I was like, we will have literally all the time in the world to practice. And then it kind of turned into all the time in the world was, yeah, we'll practice later. Yeah, we'll practice later. Mm-hmm. And he was still in Leonard. So it was just kind of like still out. And then maybe you can finish the story about Leonard. And
well, you know, so after the amazing time I had with Leonard came to an end, I was, you know, I started working on some solo stuff and playing with other people, and then I always played with him. I mean, he's my best friend, you know. And so I think we played a show together. And it kind of was just like, man, you want to keep doing this again? Like, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? And like, we see this amazing music scene here in Paducah and the, you know, all the great people that have been playing here for so long, and people still love them. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, people still, you know, enjoy us when they get to come see us. And I feel like we still have a lot of years under our belt not to waste away not doing it. You know, this is a fun project. It's a fun band. And I mean, I love playing banjo too, so I mean, why not, you know?
So the guys are back together. They had about 7 solid originals from before and plenty of Avett Brothers in their repertoire. But Luke and Steven are now writing new music.
What we've been doing is, hey, I have this song, play it with me, you know. And I have written a couple songs, and you know, this was actually when I was in Nashville. I wrote this song called Siren Song.
Run, run as fast as you can. Well, I know the ways of these women, my man.
And I brought it home, and Luke put a whole new touch to it that I didn't even think was supposed to be there. And it was just like, yeah.
Make it dance, dance, dance while they sing, sing, sing.
That's this song. That's what it's, yeah. and it's awesome. And he's written, you know, like another majority of songs, but it's like together we put what we didn't know what wasn't supposed to be there. I think I said that correctly. But you know, we came up with our own ideas. What if this happened? And what if this happened? And I live by what if, you know, like what if we did it this way and we just try it? And it's like, it didn't work, but what if we did it this way now? And it's like, whoa, that was awesome. You know, like that's this song. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we do it probably how everybody else, you know, mainly does it. You know, one of us has an idea or we'll sit here and jam, you know, and like just kind of improv and, you know, do stuff like that. And then the lyrics, I think, are the hardest part. We'll find a melody. We'll hum melodies, you know. And, I mean, honestly, I think there's a couple songs that we played live to where we didn't have song or words in the melody. I just decided to keep humming the melody. But and eventually I'll put a word in there. But no, you know, our main thing is we love catchy melodies, you know, and like that's, you know, like, you know, That's why we love the Avery Brothers. They're not only are their melodies great, their lyrics are fantastic. You know, Tom Petty, his melodies are, and you know, that people like that, you know, that can just catch your ear and
it means something.
It means something, you know, and so like that's it doesn't have to be technical and it doesn't have to be, you know, changing up time signatures, you know, like Rush and stuff like that, you know, and like it doesn't have to be that to be good. And so it's, you know, as long as there's a good melody, I think we just ride off that melody and then we try to, you know, add whatever. A lot of times too, like I'll sit here and start singing gibberish like I do, you know, whenever I write songs, and I'll sit here and start singing gibberish and then I'll be like, blah 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 blah, she, or what was the other one I was writing down the other day? It was like I was just sitting and I was blah 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 blah, it's a long road to Memphis, and I was like, long road to Memphis, that sounds like a good song. And then yeah, we'll try to go off that, you know, that's just, you know, an example or whatever.
Or if there's words that totally rhyme with long road to Memphis, you know, because yeah, it's like, oh, we really like the way that rolled, you know.
Like wrong toed to miss this. I don't know.
It became increasingly obvious to me the guys like to have fun with each other. And this led to the story of the band name Cuttin' Jesse's.
So we both worked at Home Depot. And everyone at Home Depot who worked at Home Depot didn't like to help out anybody. But Luke and I, we would patrol the entire building. And they got mad at us because we were friends. And it's like, well, go back to your, you know, your section. Like, no, we're helping people that you aren't helping. Well, on our journey of helping people, we come across this guy, and he's in the garden section.
He had to be in his 90s.
He wasn't that old. He was not that old.
Everybody
else. He was like 60.
No, he was older than that, man.
When you're 20.
Yeah, when you're 20.
That's true. I'm telling you, he was like 60, maybe. He wasn't that old.
He was old.
What, 60 to 90. How about 60 that?
60 to 90 in that range, yeah.
So he was looking for a weed eater, and he says, hey, guys, is this weed eater Cuttin' Jesse? We were like, sure thing, man. You know, yep, that's what you're looking for. And but we had a conversation with him, and then we said, well, if you need anything else, just let us know. And we start walking away, and at this time, we were looking for a band name. And Luke looks at me, and he's like, did you hear that? I'm like, yeah, what did he say? Cuttin' Jesse? And then we go back to the guy.
After I Googled it.
Oh, you, I didn't know that. Okay.
I Googled a Cuttin' Jesse to make sure it wasn't already a band name. Because I was like, somebody has to have that as a band name. That's awesome. And go ahead.
And so we go back up to him and we say, sir, what is a Cuttin' Jesse? And he said, or he laughed. He's like, back in my grandpa's day, he would cut down trees, and they were using the double saws where one person was on the other side and the other was on the other, and they're just, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he said once the chainsaws came out, they called him a Cuttin' Jesse. And we were just like, well, that's just a neat story. We really like that. And then there was something, what did Jeff say about when the Model Ts came out? They called him a Goin' Jesse?
Yeah.
So something like that. And then we just like realized that means something like good, maybe. We still don't truly know, but there's a news story about what a Jesse, if you want to say it.
Yeah, so, and it's funny because like 7 years down the road, I'm like, hey, you know, we're going to start, you know, carrying this on again and, you know, trying to make it bigger. And so I just search, you know, just bored one day, search on Google, Cuttin' Jesse definition. And Urban Dictionary pops up, and in Scotland, it is a Scottish term for an oversensitive man. So if you hear our songs and the lyrics behind them, then by God, we're some Cuttin' Jesses, aren't we?
Some Cuttin' Jesses they are. As we ended the interview, the guys played the first song they wrote together called I Got a Feeling. This has been Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Each show features someone who uses their unique skill or talent to create something from nothing. This season of Something from Nothing comes from Paducah's Taylor Group, PLLC, a community-minded accounting firm proud to support the creative process. Offering small business consultation, tax services, retirement planning, and more, Taylor Group works to help clients achieve financial viability. There's more about their services online at taylorgroupplc.com. The guys are on Instagram and Facebook, and Something from Nothing can be found on those social media outlets as well. Thank you, Stacey Reason, for providing editorial assistance all the way from Germany. The show was produced by me, your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.
It hurts me.